The start to the new season, obviously, couldn't ask for much more, really. The way last season ended, I wasn't happy with after that cup final. That sort of finished a few of the lads off, I think. It was just so disheartening for them. But we've come again. Summer, we've lost a few players, brought probably about 10 players in summer. And they've all seemed, you know, they've gelled really well. We've got a good group who enjoy each other's company, which was highlighted with our coach journey home on Sunday. And obviously, at the moment, it's going really well. I know it can soon change in a week. We've got a tough week coming up where it could easily change. We could lose three times in space of 7 days. So I'm not counting on doing that, but I know that it can easily change. But yeah, at the moment, everyone's got smiles on faces. We're scoring a lot of goals. We're looking to just keep improving.
When you lose players, I know you lost a couple to Stockport County in the summer. Yeah. Is that like a two-edged sword? Is it obviously really annoying because you're losing your better players and you've got to replace them, but is it also a compliment?
I've in my own mindset, yeah, I've looked at it that way, that I must be able to identify players, because them two lads I brought in and they were doing, not one were from Barnoldswick, and one was just not really playing. He'd had four or five clubs and never really started anywhere. So yeah, they've come in, they've done really well, and I thought they'd do what they've done, and they, you know, and I think they'll go on again, to be honest, personally. But yeah, in that way, but it was a big blow, because obviously they're your two better players, probably your best players at the time. But now, well, at this stage, we're probably looking at it and worked out for the best for them and for us. So yeah, at the moment, it's worked out really well. Obviously, it's good for the club, they've got a bit of money in. It's good for them lads individually. They're two great lads, and they will go on. Like I say, I think they'll go on, kick on again, possibly even league football. But time will tell. And for us, we've been able to bring in a few more players and strengthening obviously those areas and a few other areas, and it's worked out, you know, on both sides. So yeah, it's been great, really.
I think it was probably this time last year that we came to Clitheroe and we discussed with yourself and the chair lady about taking the club forward and trying to stabilise things and bring a bit of energy to the club. Do you feel like that's really changed in this 12 months?
Yeah, massively. I mean, the introduction, like yourself, helped with that, getting volunteers to help us out on the social media side. That went boom, really, last year, to be honest. Raised the profile of the club. Obviously, we had a few things that we didn't want, but it all was, you know, was positive, really, and we've carried that on. Probably died down a little bit, the social media side, but our football, you know, we're letting our football do the talking now, unfortunately. And that's sometimes it's a double-edged sword. Yeah, you're getting the publicity, but if you're not getting the results, then what is the point, really? You know what I mean? But now, you know, we're looking to do well on the pitch and off it, and the club, it's a great little club. It's obviously, it can only go so far, but it's doing its best. It's punching above its weight at the moment, so I'm happy with that.
I think it's only one defeat so far. Realistically, yeah. What can you do this season? You say the club can only go so far, but what is realistic?
I think, obviously, I know that, you know, if we kept this form up, you know, we'd possibly be top of the league, but it's form that I don't think anyone else at league will keep up. So, yeah, we're delighted. First five games, we lost one game, and in that game, we were the better team. So, I am delighted. But, realistically, break the top 10 I wanted. Now I've seen the team and what they can do, I'd be disappointed if we didn't do that, and I want them to be looking up towards the playoffs. But I know that it is a really strong league, and if we're going to do that, we have to be really consistent, and that's the key, the consistency. On our day, we'll beat anyone, but it's doing it over a 40-odd game season, which I know is going to be really, really hard.
You mentioned a coach trip back from Pickering that I'll ask you about in a minute, but that was in the FA Cup, wasn't it? How important is that? Both again, in terms of winning games, but there's prize money available as well,
isn't
it?
Yes, yeah, for the club, aim for the lads' kitty. It's quality. It brings a bit of prize money in, and it gives lads an opportunity to play in places they never played as well. I mean, realistically, if we got to, Warrington did it, they got to second round, but it is, it'd be, I think, seven games or something to get to first round. But it's there at least. There's something to aim for. And the money is just, a good bonus. We've got an away tie again, which is unfortunate, and against the team above us. But again, it's experience for the lads. They get to go to Marine. It'd be a great pitch. Good team we're playing against, and we'll be underdogs. So hopefully we can go and give it a right go.
This game at Pickering in the preliminary round was moved from a Saturday to a Sunday because cricket was played on the pitch. Is that right?
Literally, the wicket was within 10 yards of the touchline. Great pitch, though, to be honest. But yeah, that took precedent, and I think it must be because they'd only played a couple of games themselves, where Leicester, the teams in their league, have played five games, which I'm guessing is because of the cricket. It was a bit of, I mean, it's worked out well in the end, but it meant that a couple of my lads couldn't get off work. I've had to change my shift pattern. It was hard work because we only got 2 weeks' notice, but it turned out, with it being Bank Holiday weekend, we made a day of it, and it turned into a ride out, and we went out at night, so it went really well.
Worth it for the trip home, then?
Definitely, yeah. Yeah, icebreaker, you know, a lot of initiation singing, and a lot of them lads now will basically, they're going to get on even more now, because they know a lot more about each other than they did before they set off on that journey.
We've spoken before about being a young manager and juggling the playing and the managing and the family and all that kind of thing. Do you feel like the next step is to get consistent? Because you've had spells where you've been really good before, you've had terrific results before, and it's kind of been up and down. I guess every manager's looking for that, but is it uncharted territory for you now to keep this going?
Yeah, definitely. Well, we've never won. I mean, with the pre-season as well, I think it's 7 in 8 wins, which, yeah, that's what I was asking for, I was wanting from my team. Keeping that up, is it realistic? Probably not at our level of football, because it is. I mean, we haven't kept a clean sheet yet, which is really disappointing. Should have done that, something we didn't. But they're just things that targets to aim for. We're scoring a lot of goals, but then we got beaten. We drew a blank where we had a man sent off. There is loads. I mean, we're nowhere near the finished article. Loads of improvement. I mean, squad-wise as well, it's going to test us. We've got 3 away games now in a week. We've got injuries, holidays, suspensions. And now that's why it's a long season. Like I said, we have our best 11, best 16. We'll test anyone. But when it gets to using 21, 22 players, you can't really do it at our level, but you've got to try your best. And everyone's, you know, it's same for everyone. So that's where the test is over a season.